Vascular dementia, an overview. Vascular dementia is a common type of dementia that happens when blood flow to the brain is reduced or blocked, causing brain cells to get damaged and leading to problems with thinking, memory, and everyday tasks. It's the second most frequent form of dementia after Alzheimer's disease, affecting many older adults over 65. Unlike Alzheimer's disease, which mainly comes from proteins building up abnormally in the brain, vascular dementia is tied to issues with blood vessels, like strokes, small vessel disease, or conditions such as high blood pressure, diabetes, or heart problems that harm circulation. Symptoms can vary but often include sudden confusion after a stroke, trouble planning or organizing, memory loss, difficulty walking, urinary issues, tremors, and changes in mood or behavior. It progresses in steps, especially after multiple small strokes, rather than gradually like Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure for vascular dementia, but treatments focus on preventing further damage by controlling risk factors such as medications for blood pressure, cholesterol, or blood thinners to avoid clots. Lifestyle changes like regular exercise, a healthy diet, quitting smoking, and mental stimulation can help slow it down. Emerging therapies as of mid-2025 include stem cell treatments, still in testing for safety, drugs targeting brain inflammation, like a psoriasis drug candidate that showed promise in repairing tissue and improving memory in studies, enhancing the brain's waste clearance system, and combinations of common vascular meds to reduce progression. Resources like Dementia Hub offer detailed guides on vascular dementia, including its history, statistics on how common it is, affecting up to 20% of dementia cases, coping tips for patients and families, drug options, and the latest research insights up to the end of 2025 to help understand and manage this challenging condition effectively. Vascular dementia symptoms. Vascular dementia shows a wide range of signs because blood flow problems can harm different parts of the brain in various ways. Unlike Alzheimer's disease, where forgetting things is usually the first clue, vascular dementia signs depend on which brain areas get damaged. Thinking problems. A main issue is trouble with planning, solving problems, and staying organized. This affects up to 70% of people early on. For instance, handling money or doing several tasks at once becomes hard. Memory loss happens but isn't as big a deal as in Alzheimer's. People might struggle to pull up memories, but hints can often help them remember. Thinking slows down too, making choices and reactions take longer. Movement issues. In some forms of vascular dementia, like subcortical, people may walk with short steps or fall a lot due to damage in small blood vessels affecting brain connections. After a stroke, weakness or inability to move one side of the body can occur, based on where the stroke hit. Shaking or stiffness is less common but can show up if vascular dementia mixes with Parkinson's disease. Mood and behavior changes. Depression or lack of interest hits 50 to 60% of people, often from harm to the front part of the brain. Anxiety or getting easily upset affects 30 to 40%, which adds stress for family caregivers. False beliefs or seeing things that aren't there are rare but possible in mixed cases with other dementias. Body function signs. Many with subcortical vascular dementia lose control of their bladder because brain signals get messed up. Low blood pressure when standing up happens in about 20%, raising the chance of falls. Types of vascular dementia. Post-stroke dementia starts soon after a big stroke and affects 20 to 30% of those who survive strokes. Subcortical vascular dementia comes from long-term small vessel issues, causing spots of damage and tiny blocked areas in the brain. Multi-infarct dementia results from many strokes in the brain's outer layer. Mixed dementia blends vascular dementia with Alzheimer's changes, found in 30-50% of brain exams after death. Signs often get worse in sudden steps after blood flow events, but subcortical types may decline slowly. After diagnosis, people typically live 3 to 5 years shorter than with Alzheimer's, generally due to related heart and blood vessel problems. Early spotting and managing risks like high blood pressure can help ease symptoms and improve daily life. Epidemiology and case numbers. Vascular dementia makes up about 10-20% of all dementia cases around the world. How common it is can change by location because of differences in stroke numbers and risks like heart issues in certain parts of the world. As of recent data, there are roughly 57 million people with dementia globally, so vascular dementia likely affects around 5.7 to 11.4 million people worldwide. In the United States, with about 7.2 million older adults having Alzheimer's, the main type, vascular dementia might impact 1 to 2 million people. In the United Kingdom, total dementia cases are near 982,000, putting vascular dementia at around 98,000 to 196,000. Mixed cases, where combined with Alzheimer's, add another 10 to 20%, making the true numbers even harder to pin down. It's more common in groups with high blood pressure, diabetes, or smoking habits, and more in men because they face higher stroke risks. The chances of getting vascular dementia grows with age, 1 to 4% for those over 65, and up to 15% over 80. Spotting it right is tough, and up to 40% of cases get wrongly labeled as Alzheimer's, which can often lead to delays in proper care. The World Health Organization predicts dementia cases, including vascular dementia, will triple to 152 million by 2050. This rise comes from older populations and more health risks in poorer countries, calling for better prevention and support worldwide. Pathophysiology and risk factors. Vascular dementia happens when poor blood flow damages the brain, causing low oxygen levels, death of brain cells, and scar tissue buildup. Main causes include big vessel problems. Blocked large arteries lead to strokes and damage in specific brain spots. Small vessel issues. Long-term low blood flow from tiny vessel changes creates white spots and small dead areas in the brain, seen on MRI in about 80% of cases. Low blood flow overall, widespread or local shortages, often from heart problems, harm deeper brain parts. Bleeding events. Brain bleeds can trigger it, but this is less common. Brain exams show dead tissue spots, small holes, and white matter damage, often mixed with Alzheimer's signs like protein clumps. One study found over 50% of older vascular dementia cases have these Alzheimer's changes, making diagnosis tricky. Risk factors you can change include high blood pressure, raises risk by 60%, diabetes, doubles the chance, smoking, being overweight, and high cholesterol. Factors you can't change are getting older, being male, and genes, like NOTCH3 changes in a rare form called CADASIL. Others include irregular heartbeat, heart disease, and past strokes or ministrokes. About a third of survivors develop dementia in 5 years. Managing blood vessel health, like controlling blood pressure and quitting smoking, can help prevent or slow vascular dementia. Vascular dementia diagnosis. Spotting vascular dementia depends on a person's health history, brain function tests, and brain scans. Doctors use rules like the old NINDS-IRON from 1993 and DSM-5 to guide them, but newer guidelines from 2025 stress better imaging and early signs. Main signs include brain function drop, problems in at least two areas, like memory or planning, that affect daily life. Blood vessel damage, Scans show strokes, small dead spots, or white areas linked to symptoms. Timing connection. Symptoms start after a stroke or blood flow issue, though some types creep up without clear events. Helpful tools are brain scans. MRI catches white spots and damage with good accuracy, up to 90% depending on studies, better than CT, which is quicker but misses more. When possible, MRIs are preferred for these types of tests. Thinking tests. Tools like MoCA or FAB spot planning issues well, unlike MMSE, which focuses more on memory. Risk checks. Tests for blood pressure, sugar levels, and fats help find causes. Tough parts include telling vascular dementia apart from Alzheimer's or mixed types, since 30 to 50% have both kinds of brain changes. Fluid tests for proteins can rule out pure Alzheimer's but aren't perfect for vascular dementia. More recent updates show a push for early checks on thinking speed and brain scans to get the correct diagnosis sooner, in course helping with better care plans. Catching it early lets people manage risks like high blood pressure to slow things down. Social and community support. Support groups. Organizations like the Alzheimer's Society and Stroke Association offer resources and peer support. Memory cafes. Social settings reduce isolation, with virtual options gaining traction post-2020. Caregiver education. Training on vascular dementia's unique challenges reduces stress, with 2023 Dementia UK programs showing 30% lower caregiver burnout. Advance care planning. Early discussions on legal and care preferences ensure patient autonomy as cognition declines. These strategies aim to maximize function and quality of life, as no treatments reverse vascular dementia. Pharmacological treatments. No drugs are approved specifically for vascular dementia, but medications target symptoms and underlying vascular risk factors. Caution is needed due to comorbidities and polypharmacy risks. Cholinesterase inhibitors. Donepezil, rivastigmine, galantamine, used off-label, these improve cognition in mixed vascular dementia Alzheimer's cases, with a 2015 meta-analysis showing a 1 to 2-point MMSE improvement in 50% of patients. Benefits are less clear in pure vascular dementia, with 30% experiencing side effects like nausea or agitation. Memantine. An NMDA receptor antagonist approved for moderate to severe dementia, memantine stabilizes cognition in 40% of vascular dementia patients, as per a 2017 neurology study. It is better tolerated than cholinesterase inhibitors, with dizziness in just 10% of cases. Vascular risk management. Antihypertensives, ACE inhibitors or calcium channel blockers reduce stroke risk up to 30% according to a 2020 hypertension study. Blood pressure targets, 120 to 130 over 80, are critical. Statins, atorvastatin or simvastatin lower cholesterol, can reduce vascular events by 25%. Antidiabetics, metformin or insulin control diabetes, lowering vascular dementia risk by 20%. Antiplatelets, anticoagulants, aspirin or clopidogrel prevent recurrent strokes, though bleeding risk requires monitoring. Coping strategies. Managing vascular dementia focuses on slowing progression, managing symptoms, and improving quality of life. Non-pharma strategies are also critical in ensuring best outcomes. Lifestyle modifications. Diet. A Mediterranean or DASH diet reduces vascular risk by 20 to 30% as per a 2020 Lancet study. Emphasis on fruits, vegetables, and omega-3 fatty acids supports brain health. Exercise. Regular aerobic exercise, e.g., 150 minutes per week, improves cerebral blood flow and cognition, a 2022 JAMA Neurology trial showed a 15% slower decline in active patients. Stopping smoking and low alcohol intake reduces stroke risk up to 50% within 5 years. Environmental adjustments. Safety measures, removing trip hazards, installing handrails, and using assistive devices prevent falls, critical for patients with gait issues. Simplified routines, structured schedules reduce confusion, with reminders for tasks like medication or hygiene. Therapies. Cognitive rehabilitation. Tailored tasks improve executive function, with a 2021 study showing 10-15% improvement in daily activities. Physical therapy enhances mobility and reduces fall risk, especially in subcortical vascular dementia. Occupational therapy adapts environments to support independence, e.g., labeling drawers or using memory aids. Speech therapy addresses communication or swallowing difficulties, common in 20% of patients. Psychological support, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, or counseling helps manage depression and anxiety. Antidepressants. SSRIs like sertraline treat depression in 50% of patients, improving mood with minimal cognitive impact. Antipsychotics. Used sparingly for severe agitation or psychosis, quetiapine is preferred due to lower side effect risk. Risperidone increases stroke risk by threefold in dementia patients, per a 2019 BMJ study. The 2024 Vantage trial is evaluating donepezil-memantine combinations in vascular dementia, with preliminary results suggesting modest cognitive benefits. Treatments and clinical trials. As of spring 2026, no disease-modifying therapies, DMTs, exist for vascular dementia, but research is advancing. A 2023 Alzheimer's Research and Therapy Review identified 15 agents in trials, focusing on vascular repair and neuroprotection. Cilostazol, a phosphodiesterase inhibitor, it improves cerebral blood flow and reduced cognitive decline by 20% in a 2022 Phase 2 trial, with Phase 3 ongoing. Neuroprotective agents, nimodipine, a calcium channel blocker, shows promise in animal models for reducing ischemic damage. Anti-inflammatory drugs, trials of NSAIDs like ibuprofen target neuroinflammation, though results are inconclusive. Stem cell therapy, early phase trials explore mesenchymal stem cells to repair vascular damage, with a 2024 Nature Medicine study reporting improved perfusion in mice. Gene therapy, targeting NOTCH3 in CADASIL, is in preclinical stages. Biomarker development, including plasma neurofilament light, NFL, and advanced MRI, aims to improve early diagnosis and trial outcomes. The focus on prevention through aggressive vascular risk management will remain a critical aspect, with a 2020 Lancet Commission estimating a possible 40% of dementia cases being preventable via simple lifestyle changes. Societal and caregiver impact. Vascular dementia creates a big financial strain on society. It adds to the global cost of all dementias, which was about $1.3 trillion in 2019 and is expected to hit $1.7 trillion by 2030, according to the World Health Organization. In the UK alone, dementia care costs reached £42 billion in 2024, with forecasts showing it could nearly double to £90 billion by 2040. Vascular dementia often leads to more hospital stays, up to 30% higher than Alzheimer's, pushing up expenses for treatments and care. Families bear much of these financial strains, covering 63% of costs through unpaid help and out-of-pocket payments. Caregivers, often family members, Spend 4 to 6 hours a day helping with tasks like eating, dressing, and meds. This causes physical tiredness and emotional stress, with around 40% feeling burned out. Women make up 60% of caregivers and face extra challenges, like balancing work and care, leading to higher rates of depression and health issues. In 2025, the G7 focused on brain health at their Canada summit, calling for more funding and strategies to tackle dementia, including vascular dementia, with goals for advances by 2030. In the UK, the NHS's 10-year health plan aims to boost early diagnosis through programmes like the Dame Barbara Windsor Dementia Mission, though the old 66.7% diagnosis rate target was dropped in 2025 to shift focus. These efforts stress better support, prevention, and research to ease burdens on families and society. Future directions and conclusions. Looking ahead, managing vascular dementia will improve through better tools and strategies. For accurate diagnosis, AI tools that analyze MRI scans and simple blood tests could spot the condition with up to 95% success, helping doctors catch it early. New treatments in testing aim to fix blood vessels or reduce swelling in the brain, like trials with drugs such as cilostazol to prevent small strokes or inflammation blockers. Prevention efforts, such as public campaigns to promote healthy habits like exercise and blood pressure control, might cut new cases by 30% over time. For caregivers, more break services and online health support are needed to ease the daily stress and burnout. In summary, vascular dementia affects about 5.5 to 11 million people worldwide, based on 55 to 60 million total dementia cases, and stems from blood flow problems in the brain. Its varied signs include trouble planning tasks, walking issues, and mood changes like depression. Right now, meds like cholinesterase inhibitors help with symptoms, while controlling risks such as high blood pressure and lifestyle changes like diet and activity boost daily life. Promising studies, including Vantage for vascular repair and cilostazol trials, could slow the disease. With more people getting older, cases are growing, so we need quick action on research, stopping risks early, and better help systems. Teamwork between doctors, scientists, and leaders will help lower the impact and improve lives for those affected.